Bill, is there anything additional in terms of cuts that you can share with us?
Right now, we're still working through the process. I think we have until about 3 o'clock today, so we're still working on that. When I head back from here, I have a team meeting at 2:15, and then a brief one there, and then I'm sure Rick and I will get together to finalize those things.
How did your full pad workout go today?
It was good, Mark. It was good. These guys went out there and competed hard today. We were out there for about 2.5 hours. We were able to get a lot of good work done, situational work, red area, third down, 2 minute. We did some no-huddle work. We did a lot, and I felt like these guys worked hard. You know, these guys have worked really hard, and it's a fun group to be around because of that.
Can you share with us anything more, maybe,
you know, there will be certain guys that probably won't play a whole lot in this game, so that we can get a look at other guys that need to be evaluated more than they have been during the preseason, if that makes sense. So I'm not going to get into specific names. You know, like I always say to you guys, I really respect the question, but I think you can figure it out. You know, we'll play certain guys a lot more than we play other guys. And really it's because, you know, there are still a lot of guys on this roster that have a chance to make the team. So we feel like, in fairness to them, with our last preseason game here, it's important for those guys to get a lot of reps.
Bill, how are you rotating Case and Tom, and do you know who will start
here? Yeah, we'll start Case in the game. We'll start Case in the game, and then we'll determine based on the amount of plays, because, again, it's hard. You know, it's a difficult thing in a game, but you're trying to make it a fair evaluation. We'll start Case, and then we'll see how many plays we get there with him, and then we'll put Tom in at some point, obviously. Yeah, I would say Fitzy probably would not play in this game, but he will be ready to go.
I know earlier.
Like, hold on, Brian. Like, you know what I did in that first game where I put him back in for a 2 minute drive, something like that. You know, that might happen. He'll be out there dressed and ready to go. Sorry, Steph. Right.
Now that
I would say more than likely there'll be 3 quarterbacks on the roster to start the season. Well, I would tell you that, you know, obviously these three have been with us for a while, especially Case and Ryan, you know, and then Tommy came in after the draft. So, you know, more than likely it would be these three.
Do you value, I mean, obviously they've been here for a while, so how much value do you put in that?
You have to put value in that, Dave, because they've put a lot of work in, and they know the system, all three of them, in different levels, you know, because Tom got here after the draft, but all three of these guys have an understanding of the system. They've all had their share of, you know, decent moments. You know, like all of us, they've had their share of not so good moments, but they've improved every week. And so you definitely take that into account. And you also take into account that you're always going to try to do what's ever best for the football team, because you owe that to the other 53, you know, 52 guys or however many it is. That you do what's best for the team. But at the end of the day, these three guys, certainly you take that into account that they put a lot of work in.
Now, looking at the final roster, I'm guessing that you have a sense of how many players you want at different positions.
Right.
How fixed is that, or how determinant is that on injuries and like, what factors do you look at?
Yeah, great question. It is not fixed, and it's something that's a very difficult process. Because you have to look at the health of a player, the future health of a player, how many guys you would need at that position on game day, the 46 roster, how many of those certain guys are involved in special teams. That takes a definite part. That's a part of the decision, too. So it'll be a, you know, obviously after the game, it'll be a long night Thursday night. It'll be a an interesting day on Friday. And again, like I said from day one about these guys here, every one of these guys has worked. Even the guys that we released over the last couple of days here, these guys have worked extremely hard. So this part of the job is not easy. Not that anyone should feel sorry for any of it. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just it's a very difficult part of the job because these guys have worked so hard.
And in terms of the practice squad, what are the factors that you look
Well, the rules have changed, so now you can have 10. And the rules just changed like last week. So the other part of the rule that's changed there are who is eligible for the practice squad now. Those rules have changed a little bit. So we're still in the process of sorting that out. But that's a very, very big part of our team, meaning that anyone that you put on the practice squad is there because you think eventually they may have a chance to help you. And they're not just there just to fill a so-called need. They're there because at the end of the day, you think they may help you. I can give you a million examples. Guys like Dan Conley at New England was a practice squad offensive lineman. Now he's been, I think, a 4 or 5 year starter at guard. Steve Neal was a practice squad defensive lineman, I believe, in New England. Played 10 years as an offensive lineman. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, I think, was back and forth on the practice squad. These are guys, give you examples. Arian Foster, I think, when he started out here, was probably on the practice squad. These are guys that you know have a chance to eventually be good football players for you, so you have to do a good job of making sure that you have the right number of players at each position, but also guys that you think can help you in the future. Well, I'll tell you, Mark, I thought that it would be tough. I thought that the decisions would be tough because I know from April 7th on, I really do believe this. I believe that we're always going to work to improve our depth here. All those things, every year that I'm here as a head coach, I'll always be working to improve our depth. But at the same time, the guys that are here right now and how they've competed at every position has been very, very competitive. You look at wide receiver on our team. The wide receiver position on our team is very, very competitive. And those guys, and there's other positions like that too, but those guys at that position is a good example of, you know, those are some tough decisions that we have to make there. Who's on the 53? Who's on the practice squad? Who do we release? You know, we've got some guys there that have done some good things, and I could probably talk to you about that type of example with every position. So these decisions will be tough, but these are decisions that have to be made. Who blew?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
How important is that to your evaluation?
With a young player, Tanya, I think it's very important because part of being a young player is certainly you're going to have an amount of nervousness, you know, going into your first game, your second game, regardless of whether it's preseason, regular season. And the sooner you can find out about a guy, how he reacts when the so-called lights go on, is important for your coaching staff and for your team. And I think you give two really good examples there of two guys that have gone in there and actually, you know, done and performed pretty well. You know, not that they've been perfect. Nobody's been perfect, starting with me. Nobody's been perfect. But they've gone in there as young players. You know, these guys are, you know, 22, 23 years old. And to go in there to an NFL game, not really knowing when you're going to go in and go in there and perform admirably is something, there's something to be said for that. And that's good for those two guys. You know, that's something, again, we have to discuss. I would say that we're not really sure on that yet. I would tell you that Boswell will definitely kick in the game. He'll probably punt in the game also. So, but I also say that Randy, I'm sure, will have a certain amount of kicks in the game too.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Everyone, yep. Please remember.